Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're celebrating our 19th anniversary, folks. This is our 19th anniversary week. We began in 97 broadcasting our show, and our very first year on the air, we had the pleasure of meeting a guy named Pete Sepp. Pete's been with us now for over 18 years. He's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's now the president of National Taxpayers Union. He was with them then, and now he's the leader over there. He's the king biscuit over at National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org, and an organization that works really hard, has worked harder than they really should have had to make sure you and I don't pay any more taxes than we should. And he's our good friend, Pete Sepp. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here.
It's good to have you back, and thanks for 18 great years. Thanks for helping us get on down the road here with our show.
Oh, sure. It's a pleasure. This has been one of my longest gigs. In fact, I think it's my longest regular gig on radio, so that's fantastic.
Well, good. Well, that tells you something right there, folks. So, okay, Pete, we got a new president-elect.
Indeed,
it's not just a new sheriff in town; it's a new regime in town, right? Because now, with this, if you're a fiscal conservative, never mind the social stuff. Here on the Small Business Advocate Show, all we care about is, you know, our focus is the marketplace. If you're a fiscal conservative, if you're a free market economy person, notwithstanding Mr. Trump's comments about trade. We got a Republican president and a Republican Senate and a Republican House. This could get good, couldn't it?
It could. And what the Republicans now have to do is keep their focus. I mean, we are talking about the possibility of comprehensive tax reform for small businesses and large businesses.
What would that look like?
Well, if you take a look at the plan Trump offered on the campaign trail and take a look at the House Republicans' blueprint, they share a lot in common, a 15% corporate tax rate, much lower personal tax rates so that so-called pass-through entities would be paying less, 100% upfront.
Wait, slow down. When you say tax pass-through tax-paying entities, folks, he's talking about you. Go ahead, Pete.
That's right. That's right. And a really great thing, as I was mentioning, is 100% upfront expensing. Essentially, it's taking the Section 179 deduction
right. And
making it universal.
And not have a cap, right?
That's right.
Now what?
That's
How would that work though? If I buy a computer, that's a couple thousand dollars, and that's not that big of a percentage of my business or my profit or whatever. But if I'm moving dirt, you know, that could be a $500,000 truck. And maybe my annual profit is only $50,000 in a company like that. So what do I do with all that? See, that's another thing.
This,
taking it off, you've got to deal with the loss carry forward, don't you?
Yeah, and that's what would happen probably. I mean, the details are not set in stone, but
I'm not necessarily in favor of taking the cap off of the Section 179. I think there can be some different levels, but the reason that, here's why I say that. I don't want to have to argue with the IRS about how we treated something.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather there be, you know, if it's up to this amount of money, it's in the first year, above that, you do it over 2 years or 3 years. I don't have a problem with that. That's amortizing, basically. You're not depreciating.
Yes, right. And of course, Now, the thing is here, the Senate has its own ideas for tax reform. Mm-hmm. Orrin Hatch, the chair of the Senate Finance Committee, is doing a proposal that he calls corporate integration. In other words, he wants to get rid of the double taxation situation
right.
that you now find in
Tell
the code
what that means.
Where... Well, essentially, take dividends, for example. The company pays a tax on the dividends, and when it's declared to shareholders, they pay a tax pretty
right.
much on the same
it's
income.
It's double taxed, yeah.
Yeah, and Hatch wants to end that situation. That wouldn't quite mesh with Trump's plan and the House's plan, but it's close. Again,
but at least they're both coming to the table with an idea for improving things, not just holding
That's
up
right.
a company again. I mean... For the first time in years, the marketplace should be able to feel like the government isn't attacking them, isn't against them, that the government isn't one of the headwinds.
That's right. That's right.
NTU.org, folks. Check it out. Pete Sepp is the president there. He and I will be right back. We got some more coming after these messages. 2010.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.